Times are difficult for many, but RNIB has help if you need it. Tina Doyle is a counsellor within RNIB's counselling and wellbeing team.
So we provide short-term counselling and also we now provide these one-off emergency mental health sessions. So the sessions were introduced now because over the past months we have spoken to hundreds of blind and partially sighted people who have been experiencing issues as a result of this pandemic. So we felt that it would be really important to offer these safe spaces for people to bring the issues that they're currently facing. I think that the main struggles for myself and what I'm hearing from other people is the feelings of isolation, feeling lonely, vulnerable, and also the feeling of anxiety. And I think that when we look into that, a lot of those emotions are the common effects of people with sight loss. So this pandemic really is just magnifying all of those emotions, and that's what's making it quite challenging for people at this moment. It's important for blind and partially sighted people to prioritise their mental health at this time, because it's okay to understand that it's okay not to be okay at this challenging time. And that's why the RNIB are now offering these emergency mental health sessions in addition to our normal counselling sessions. So the emergency mental health sessions are not the same as counselling sessions. They're one-off sessions. They are facilitated by counsellors, and it gives people the opportunity to phone up and talk about any issues that they're having during the pandemic. And I think that it's really important that people have that safe space to do that. And it may just be that they just need to talk and have the counsellor there actively listening. And it's understandable that many of us are feeling down and in need of a little extra emotional support at this time. There's quite a few ways that people can get in touch and book an emergency health session. They can go onto the RNIB website and there's a referral form on there. They can phone the helpline number 0303 123 9999 and they can ask them to refer them for an emergency mental health session, or they can contact the counselling and wellbeing team email box. And it's just worth saying that once the counselling and wellbeing team have received the referral, the person will then hear back from the admin team to get their session booked within 24 hours.
Tina Doyle, counsellor from RNIB's counselling and wellbeing team. Rachel, an RNIB Cymru volunteer from Mid Wales, talks about her experience.
Hello, lovely people. Now, I don't know about you, but 2020 absolutely knocked the stuffing out of me. Both physically and mentally, it was such a difficult year to navigate. I'm severely sight impaired because I was born with retinitis pigmentosa, and I have other chronic health conditions that make my daily living needs that little bit more complex. So when the pandemic hit and we went into our first lockdown, overnight, I lost my support system because I had to shield and my family had to shield. And I lost my independence because I couldn't go out and do the things I used to do, like accessing groceries or using public transport. And it was so frustrating because I'd fought so hard to get my independence back after losing my sight. And I spent the whole of lockdown just hoping that the world would reopen. And arguably, it was even more difficult when it did reopen because of the need to socially distance. I, like many other blind or partially sighted people, just can't socially distance. It's just so hard. I can't see other people around me. I can't go into a shop by myself because I can't see the one-way system. My cane doesn't pick up sticky tape stuck to the floor because that's just too subtle. You know, I've walked into many a Perspex screen before now, and it just gets to the point where I don't want to go outside because it's just so anxiety inducing. So I just stay at home. when you factor in last year that I was also going through a bereavement because my brother suddenly died, there were points when my mental health was in the toilet. It was such a deep, dark year to get out of. So going into 2021, I'm really pleased to see that the RNIB have partnered with Mind to offer free emergency mental health sessions. I think this is a great service. I'm really one for talking about mental health and being open about mental health. So I really hope that this helps other people out there going through difficult times. And let's hope that 2021 is a much better year for us all.
RNIB Cymru volunteer Rachel. If you need access to a counselling session, you can self-refer on the RNIB website. You can also email the counselling and wellbeing team, who will get back to you within 24 hours. The email address is counsellingandwellbeingteam, which is all one word, counsellingandwellbeingteam@rnib.org.uk, or call the helpline number 0303 123 9999.